Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Another short reminder for today from the majestic and beautiful Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, أَدْخَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنٌ فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْزُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. That similar situations as yours have passed on before you. So proceed throughout the earth and observe how was the end of those who denied. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding us that we are not the only people currently living in these circumstances, in the circumstances of challenge and trials and tribulations. They have passed on to previous nations, and we need to observe and look into our history to see how the end was of those people who denied the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for us as Muslims, we need to make sure that we look around us and we learn from our history, and we also see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do tawbah and istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do not become from those people who denied the signs or the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carries on to mentions, هذا بيان للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين, that this Quran, that this statement is a clear and undeniable statement to all of mankind, and it is a guidance and instruction for all of those who are conscious and aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reassures us and the believers in saying, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. And therefore, in spite of these trials and tribulations, the plagues, the pandemics, and the situations that you may be in, or your family, or your loved ones, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. So do not weaken, do not grieve, do not become anxious, do not lose heart, but rather be strong. Because when you are strong and your strength comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. You will be superior. You will overcome these problems, these difficulties, and you will become superior in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the eyes of humanity, if you are true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand this. And in the final verse, Allah azza wa jal mentions that إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَابِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. That if a wound should touch you, so if you should become afflicted by a problem, by a calamity, by a difficulty, then know that the wound or a problem and calamity has also touched people around you as well. So other people are going through the same situation that you are going through. So you're not alone in this trial and tribulation. And therefore you should turn to those people to gain unity and to gain strength. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَابِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, that these are the days of alternation, that days which constantly change. So these are days which are not there to last forever and ever and for continuously for years on end, but rather these are the days of change, days of varying conditions, and we alternate among the people so that Allah may make evident those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah may take those who are true witnesses to the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this particular verse is saying that yes, you may be afflicted. Yes, you may be challenged, but realize that other people are as well. But the purpose of this challenge and this affliction is that so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like we sieve through atta and we sieve through various things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to sieve through and see those people who are of true faith, true iman, true perseverance, true conviction, true yaqeen, true tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants to see those people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take his shuhada back to him because they have realized and witnessed the truth and reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like the wrongdoers. So this basically means that in these times and in the situation that we are living in, don't wrong yourselves. Don't wrong your family, Don't wrong your neighbors or your community. And most importantly, do not wrong Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by denying Him, by ignoring Him, by overlooking Him, by transgressing the limits and the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or by overlooking the lovely life of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to understand the situation that we are living in, and how previous nations have been trialed by similar situations, and how we should remain strong, not grieve and not worry, and remain unified, and know that our strength, our success will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan.